Okay, you can hear me. Hi. Welcome back to In the Hot Seat with
Joey
and Carrera, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Today we have our final guest of the year, really of the year, because Joey and I we're all going abroad.
Yes.
It's a big moment. Final guest of season two is the one and only Jacob Spivak. Do you want to say hi?
Hi, radio people, anyone that is listening to this podcast, it is like, I'm not even like being ironic, like this is truly an honor. I've been looking forward to this for many months.
Yeah, Jacob asked to be on the show. So anything that happens today is with his consent. He did it to himself.
I do consent.
He wanted it.
He wanted it.
Do you want to introduce yourself? Anything
sure
that the listeners should know?
My name is Jacob. I'm a junior. I study computer science. I like to rock climb. I like to read. A little bit of a gamer. I am very friendly. If you see me in the wild, feel free to ask me about my hot seat episode or just smile and wave.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Okay, well, let's flash back to freshman year real quick. Who is your roommate? You can move closer to the mic.
Do we think it's appropriate to use the name?
If you want to use the name,
you can use
the
name.
It seems like you've said the name several times, though.
I have.
Yeah.
I don't think this story's a secret.
It is not a secret. Okay, I can say it.
Yeah.
Amy McGovern?
Oh, wow. First and last.
Okay. That's a new show.
Yeah. You asked for the name.
Well, we didn't ask. You said, can I say the name? And we said yes. So
you said, continue. Who is the roommate?
Well, I said, that is true, actually.
You did say that, too. Yeah. Okay.
Anyway. What was your relationship like with this roommate?
Okay, we'll say this roommate. We'll walk it back a little bit. Well, okay.
Make sure you speak into the microphone.
Is this better?
Yes.
Can you hear me a little better?
Yes.
Okay. So, I think I came from a really small high school. Mm-hmm. And so, I really, like, had wanted to have a really great relationship with my roommate. Mm-hmm. And so, freshman fall, we come into Tufts. I, like, am really trying to be friendly to this roommate that mm-hmm. I got.
Yeah.
Not picking up what I'm putting down at mm-hmm. all.
Friendliness.
Right? Just friendly.
Not friendly. Sort of cold, sort of terse.
No. You were trying to be friendly.
I was trying to
Nothing
be friendly.
Nothing else at the time.
Nothing else at okay. the time. Things might change later
on. Later
on. We'll get to it when we get to it.
Yeah.
Right? But he was not friendly. He was cold. He was terse. I remember I tried to be friendly for a few weeks, and there was one night, it was a Friday night, and he had just gotten back from some sort of party, and I had just gotten back from some sort of party, and I remember thinking, like, I said something to him, I said, how was your night? He gave me, like, a one-word response.
Wow.
I remember I was, like, so angry, like, I don't even know what, like, negative emotion.
Do you think people owe you attention?
I don't, but I don't. I don't think okay. people owe me attention.
Was it just the disappointment that it wasn't your fantasy of having a friend in your roommate?
I think I really wanted a friend in my roommate. I mm-hmm. think in high school, I went to a very small high school, mm-hmm. 53 in my graduating class. Wow. I had very much felt like on the outs socially okay. a little bit.
Why was that?
Because I felt like it was almost like Greek life, but like in a mm-hmm. high school.
With 53 people.
Wow. With 53 people. Like,
and we've been informed that you were not out.
I was not out. I was like so deep in the closet. Mm-hmm. Like,
Did people realize that you were in the closet? Did you hide it well?
I think that I really hid it well.
Wow, okay.
Because when I finally came out to my friends at home, like, low-key, kind of surprised.
Have you always dressed the way you do?
Joey.
I feel like I used to dress worse.
More, what's the word, flamboyant?
I think I dressed, like, less flamboyant. Okay, I used to wear sweatpants to school.
Wow.
I, like, don't wear sweatpants out of the house.
So it was really a shock.
That's tragic.
To your friends.
Coming here, you mean?
No, like telling your friends that.
They were really shocked. Wow. They didn't know how to approach it at all.
Did you have girlfriends in high school?
Never.
Did you ever
get to know a woman a little better?
Well, just like, did your friends ever like ask?
They did, and I lied.
And you lied. Wow. So you're a liar.
Like my life depended on it. Yeah. I am a liar.
Wow. And when did you come out again?
I came out. Do you want me to give you the timeline?
That would be great.
So I first did not come out to a soul, probably knew I was gay. Is this appropriate to talk about on the radio?
Yeah.
Gay is okay.
Gay is okay. Be proud.
Okay. I am proud. Probably first knew I was gay in maybe 8th grade mm-hmm. or maybe early 9th grade.
Okay.
And I guess I really felt like I was in such like an oppressive environment that I just like needed to take it to the grave. Like,
wow.
Or not to the grave, but like there was no like situation where I could have come out in high school, or at least I felt, and I still feel this way truthfully, even though hindsight is 20/20, I don't think there's any situation where I could have come out and it like would have been okay and I wouldn't have had like intense social repercussion.
Wow. But you said you were already on the outs, so would you have been like kicked out of school?
I wouldn't have gotten kicked out of school, but there were a couple of out gay kids and like people
in the 53
there were
I feel like percentage wise
there were two.
So that you could have been 3 and then it would have been almost 10%.
I could have been, but people like 10%. People use slurs, like people were not.
Well,
like,
we're not everywhere is Tufts.
Yeah.
What?
I said not everywhere is Tufts.
Not everywhere is Tufts. And I think I like live in a place that is so not Tufts. And so I'm very grateful.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. Every day to be here. Let me tell you.
That's
but
good.
I Love came out here. To my therapist in the summer of after senior year.
Okay.
I had actually gotten the therapist in 10th grade.
So you held the secret from your therapist.
I did. And I had been seeing my therapist for a while, and he would always like...
He would clock me.
He would ask about my friends, and he would always say... He would like almost scratch his chin, and he would always say, something doesn't quite add up here. And I was sitting, we were on Zoom... My excuse, like, internally was that I couldn't say that I was gay on the Zoom because then maybe my parents could hear through the door.
Yeah.
That's so
and
valid.
I thought, he's clocked me. He got,
he got
me.
It.
I got it typed in the chat.
He got
yeah,
me.
I got it typed
exactly.
in the Zoom chat.
I do have to type. Maybe I should have done that. Maybe that would have been a better idea.
I'm just going to send you a DM right now. Just check
hold
it
up a sign.
Maybe. I did later learn that my parents had asked my therapist at the time, did he tell you that he was gay?
Oh, my God. Oh, everyone was clocking it.
I know. Everyone was.
So you weren't hiding it very well.
Well, not my friends in high school.
I would say, let me know. You give off flashing signs sometimes.
Flashing signs? Elaborate.
Shall we?
Let's move back to the roommate story.
Okay.
Let's go back.
You're right. You're right. This
will
go forever.
We're going off.
We've been told that you told him twice that you loved him.
I did
While
not.
He had a boyfriend. Is this correct?
I did not say, like, I love you.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you want to add some context to this?
Can I continue telling the story?
Yes, the story.
But remember, we only have an hour.
You're right. Okay, I'll speed through it. You're right. I don't always speed through it. So we become friends second half of freshman year. He also, I'm kind of exposing him because I've said his name, but
okay.
also happens to be gay.
He has a boyfriend. I think,
well, who knows?
Oh. Continue.
Oh.
Well, so he does have a boyfriend, right?
Oh.
Well, I thought that you were saying, okay.
Wait. Let me just, you're confusing me.
Okay, let's just keep going.
So I think I really bonded. Like, this is, like, one of the first people that I really got to talk to about my sexuality, and it was an experience I really valued. And I still really value him for that, right? But sophomore year rolls around. We're both computer science TAs alongside Joey Marmo, who's sitting right across from me
in
this room.
That is true. I love being a TA.
And I'm going on a walk with him, and I'm catching up with him, and he says, oh, I'm really exposing him here. He says, I met this guy, and I've seen him a couple of times, and I really, really like him. And I almost, like, we were walking back to Wren. We both lived in Wren. I froze. I thought, like, shit.
Oh.
That's okay. Can't. It's poo, so.
I thought, dag nabbit. I thought, I really have feelings for my freshman year roommate.
Suddenly,
is this when
moment,
you realized?
You realized.
This is when I realized. Wow. But when I really realized I needed to do something about it was I went on a sunset hike. because I was
with
like
him.
With Patrick and Sivan.
Oh, you know, so it wasn't with him.
Not with him.
Oh, but
and
the hike. Okay.
Just because I was feeling so anxious about this that I felt like if I had gone to my happy place, which is nature in many ways, I would have been able to shake off the anxiety.
Wow.
But I remember like going and lying in the cold and watching the sunrise and thinking, this is going to make me feel better. And then I came back at like 8 or 9 a.m. and laid in my bed and thought, this isn't helping at all.
Wow.
And so then...
So you did do something about it.
I blocked his phone number.
Wow. Without talking to him
talking to him at all.
And for context, did he really do anything bad? It was just...
He just got a boyfriend.
He just got a boyfriend.
He did nothing. I'll say, and I'll tell the intrepid viewers right now, it was really all my fault. It was all my fault.
Yeah.
And I don't necessarily...
Accountability is good. That's why we have the show.
Yeah. And I don't necessarily feel bad that I did what I did because I think I protected myself. But I do know that I hurt him by doing that. And that's something I'm going to have to live with for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm. And you also muted his name on Slack. Is that correct?
I did.
Because, yeah, he was also a TA. And
he was a TA.
And he was also a TF.
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay, so this is before the TF.
This is before.
Was he still muted when he was the TF?
Well, so...
Let's keep going.
I blocked him first his number, and then he snapped me, and he was like, I don't know, your texts aren't going through.
What's going on?
I didn't say anything. I got even more wounded. I talked to... I'll name drop again. Connor Howe maybe didn't give me the greatest advice, although I love him.
First and last again.
First and last.
Always.
And then I blocked him on everything.
Did you talk to him first at all before?
Did not.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
I was feeling like... Can I give you guys my rationale? And you guys can put me on trial here.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
I felt like it would have been so selfish to tell him that I had feelings for him.
Okay.
It would have been so while he is a boyfriend, that's so selfish.
Yeah.
Why would I... like let him have to deal with my anxiety in any way, shape, or form.
I mean,
truthfully.
True.
But don't you think maybe you gave him anxiety by blocking him on everything without giving him a reason?
I definitely gave him anxiety.
Yeah. Do you think that might have been worse, thinking that your roommate now suddenly hates you rather than your roommate just having feelings for you?
Well, I do think it was worse.
I will just say that you did all this, but then eventually you did tell him that you liked him he had a boyfriend, so you didn't need to go through this entire thing.
So it just seemed like there was like an extra gap of anguish.
So let me speed up, right?
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Next semester, he becomes a TF, a teaching fellow. He's my boss.
He's our boss.
He's our boss.
He does a great job. Love Eamon.
He does do a great job.
Shouldn't say love, I guess, in this context.
No, I don't know.
I wonder if he's listening today.
Highly doubt that, but you know, you never know.
You never know.
And if you are, hello, Eamon.
Oh, let's keep going.
And he slacks me. He like asks me if I'll cover a lab or whatever, but it's clear that he's slacking me because he knows I'm blocked like that. He knows he's blocked.
Yeah,
and
it's
so
his only motivation.
Maybe another month goes by, and I kind of think to myself, I think, like, this isn't a way I want to live. This isn't a way that I want to treat other people. Like, this isn't a way I want to be remembered.
That's good.
I sort of felt like the dust had settled a little bit, or maybe if he said, well, I have a boyfriend and kind of rejected me, I'd be able to sort of take it. And so I texted him, and I said, I blocked you. You know I blocked you.
Well, so I want to say you still liked him after all this time of not seeing him or speaking to him.
Also, was he still your roommate at this time?
No.
Oh, okay.
Different suite. And I think if you're asking me like why I still felt that way, I would give you one word, which is limerence.
Yeah.
Right? Which is, for the viewers that maybe don't know what limerence means, it's kind of this, like, this phenomenon where you don't really have access to this person that you're kind of liking or lusting after or whatever, or seeing, like, seeking is unavailable. And so because they're unavailable, you're able to sort of build them into this person in your mind that they aren't really. Well, because at the end of the day, everyone is human.
Education on In the Hot Seat this week.
So I texted him. I said, let's get dinner, right? We get dinner.
Where'd you get dinner?
At Carm.
Yeah, let's just highlight that real quick.
In the dark, shadowy corner of Carm. Like, if you go in and you turn right and then you make another right.
These are the conversations that you could be witnessing if you go to the dining halls at Tufts University.
True.
Yeah. This is Carm. And we start small talk for a little while.
Wow.
And I'm shaking. My hands are shaking. And eventually he goes, Jacob, he goes, what's up? Like, why have you not been speaking to me?
Mm-hmm.
He's just blunt about it.
Yeah, I mean, fair.
I go silent. I maybe look at him for a minute, just like working up the courage to tell him this. He says, Jacob, like, what's going on? Is it school? Is it your family? Like, what is it? And finally, I croak out. I say, I'm just sorry. I have feelings for you, and I know you're seeing someone, and I just didn't want to get in the way of that.
Wow.
And powerful. He said, I really care about you, but also, I don't have feelings for you. And also, I have a boyfriend.
Are they still together?
I don't know.
I thought you said he still was in a relationship.
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know.
Part of me thinks that I saw him on a platform that
your face
that many gay men use.
Wow. Oh, that one. Okay.
To seek other people, but maybe they're open. Who knows?
Mm.
Wouldn't be the most craziest thing in the world.
No.
Is the bridge burned?
Wait, there's more.
Oh, there's more?
Right?
There is more to the story.
Yeah, Joey.
There's more to the story. Don't worry.
So you tell him the one time, and then...
You stop talking,
but then you're still like, I need him.
Well, I took like a month and a half, and I didn't speak to him at all. And finally, I like wanted to have a relationship with him, and I still do.
Mm-hmm.
And so not a romantic relationship, but a friendship. Mm-hmm. And so we said we're going to be friends again. We got... like a dinner, and we said we're gonna be friends again. But then he texted me and he said, Jacob, I know you have a spot in your home, like, for someone to live, and I have no place to live next semester, and I was gonna go abroad, but I'm not gonna go abroad, and I'm a little scared that I'm going to be homeless, and please, I would love to live with you. And I had to sit him down in Carm, and
I was there. I saw this happen. I was the same table, actually.
Wow. This is powerful.
Caught in 4K. Well, that was the first dinner. We had a second one the day after. Because I had rejected him, and then we didn't talk about it. And then I texted him after, and I said, this is weird.
Yeah.
And so then we had another dinner, and we talked about it, and he said, I'm really hurt. I feel like you're holding me at arm's length, and I just want to be friends with you. And I said, well, I want to be friends with you, but I feel like when you live with someone, you're automatically sharing these intimate moments. You can't get away from someone that you live with if you need to.
Yeah.
And I just think I would feel a little jealous because I've never been in a relationship if kind of the boyfriend came around many times.
I think you're actually very valid for this.
And so it was a boundary that I really needed to set.
This is a good boundary, yes.
I don't think that he quite understood, but I think he was still a little wounded, but I needed to set that boundary. And we haven't really talked that much this semester, but I actually just asked him to get a meal with me next week.
Wow.
So
did you only tell him the once that you liked him? Because I thought it was twice.
When was the second time?
I don't know. You told me that it was twice.
Wow. The rumors.
I think I only said it once.
But it still rings true, question mark?
I thought that you said the first time you talked to him, he just said, I have a boyfriend.
He did, but I was trying to condense it because I knew we had to move forward on the show.
Yeah, true. Okay, but let's just say...
But it was two separate conversations.
It was two separate conversations, I just want to say that.
It was.
They had two separate conversations where Jacob said, I liked you, and he said,
The second one he actually said, the first time he said he was seeing someone, and the second time he knew he had to like really reject me.
Wow.
And so he said, I have a boyfriend and I don't have feelings for you.
Wow.
So the second conversation was the real rejection. And in that week, we, like, were friends for, like, 1 week.
For 1 week.
Yeah.
We have a listener question.
Mm-hmm.
Is the door closed?
The door is closed.
The door's closed.
I think, like...
If he came running back to you and was like, Jacob, I have feelings for you now, hypothetically.
Say that one more time.
Hypothetically, if Eamon came up to you and was like, I broke up with my boyfriend, it's always been you, what do you do?
I would say, like, I think I endured so much pain and suffering trying to get over this, and that's, like, not something that I can explore again.
Wow.
Wow.
Standing up for yourself for once.
Like, I need to protect myself. Wow. I need to protect myself.
I'm happy for you.
Yeah.
So, what does an ideal match look for you right now?
I don't think that I'm looking for... I have gone on a couple of dates recently.
Mm, yeah.
Including today.
Wow.
Wow.
You don't got to give the whole spiel. Just yes or no.
Is I do. Wait, what is the best way to hear you guys?
Can you not hear us in the headphones?
No.
Really?
Then just take the headphones.
Wait. Let's see. Is this better?
Oh, way better.
Oh, sorry. I think I turned your volume all the way down, actually.
Sorry about that. Oh, my God. I was struggling to hear you guys.
Oh, no. Okay, sorry.
Okay, my perfect, like, who I'm...
Well, how was the date today?
It was good. I had a great time, actually.
Which one was this?
We don't need to say a name.
We don't need to say a name.
Who do you want me to just describe who this person is?
No.
Well, just, can you describe your type for us?
Yeah.
I think someone that is very kind.
Okay.
Someone that is very upstanding. Someone that always tries to do the right thing. Right? I think someone that is very charismatic and someone that will always keep me on my toes.
Okay.
And make me laugh. I think kind, charismatic, very intelligent.
Okay.
I'll say very adventurous.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Someone that is willing to call me on my shit.
Okay. That's okay. It's poo. Call you on your poo.
Call me on my poo. Call me on my, when, if I'm going a little off the rails, I need someone to say, Jacob, get in line.
But, so I'm going to cut you off real quick.
Yeah. I think that what Joey's getting at is there like a physical type that you?
Yeah. I would say like, maybe kind of fratty.
Okay.
If that's not, maybe not a physical type, but like.
Well, actually, this is the first time we've ever had several people reply to our
many people. Actually, everybody, story. Basically.
Everyone asked the same question, actually.
And what was it?
Could you ask him about mask for mask? What does that phrase mean to you, Jacob?
What does that mean to you?
Well, I think.
Also, I just want to really reiterate. It was several people.
Yeah.
Several people asked.
Many of your friends. Yeah.
And not even some that weren't even friends. Your friends. This is a known fact about you, allegedly. So let's continue.
I guess it is. Well, I hope people don't hate me because of it. I hope I'm not getting...
But what does it mean to you? Can you
yeah,
explain?
Yeah, let's be...
I think I will say, like, I perhaps wouldn't identify with this.
Wow. Oh. You've stated on many occasions that you do.
Can I... strategically walk it back?
Nope. Well, let's continue. Why? Just explain
okay,
what it means to
you.
I will.
So I think when people use it in like a romantic context, they talk about like sort of a gay masculine man looking for another gay masculine man.
Would you consider yourself masculine?
I feel like I can't self-identify.
But
I feel like
mask for mask.
I feel like it's like calling myself a BNAT. Like I can't.
But when you say
saying
like
mask
for mask
is
like,
identifying as a mask, quote unquote.
I think maybe you guys will put me in my place right now,
mm-hmm.
and I encourage you guys to. Oh, I need a helpy a helping, like heaping of humble.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I would consider myself if we had a spectrum and one was totally feminine and 10 was totally masculine, I think I would fall in the latter half.
So what exactly is masculinity for you? Is it a physical appearance? Is it like, what is it
like?
Is like masculinity for you just like if you work out or don't work out, or is it,
could I say maybe it's like open communication?
That is like so not
that's not
like not masculine.
Like yeah, I guess you're right. I shouldn't say that. Like,
you shouldn't, yeah.
I feel like whenever you talk about a guy to me, you're like, he's the perfect amount of mask.
Do you think that's toxic in the gay community to only seek out masculine men?
I do. I do think it is, truthfully.
Wow.
Wow.
We're really breaking the Jacob Sobeck barrier here.
I do think. And I've actually talked about it with my therapist at length.
Wow. So do you not identify with Mask from Askimore? Are we leaving this behind?
Well, he kind of says, I love my therapist. Shout out Tom Hurster. Okay. I should have let him know to listen. Damn. So, I'm going to have to ask for the on-demand.
You can go on the archive.
Yeah. I hope you can download it. But he really says, well, whoever you're attracted to, you're attracted to, and you can't help it. And whoever you're not, you're not. And I think, like, the way that's been playing out for me in recent times, that even if someone doesn't quite check all my boxes, like, I still try it out anyways. And there have been so many times when it's actually been really good, and I would have never known if I had kind of stayed stuck in the mass for mass box.
Oh.
Once again, not really seeing the mask before the four mask part, as we identified before.
Check me on my stuff, well, King.
Where's the mask? Jacob, you are this ball of sunshine.
You are.
I've seen you on several occasions wear purple shorts with a bright yellow shirt. Sometimes it looks like you're like a walking pride flag. And there's nothing wrong about this. But at the end of the day, I wouldn't consider that to be mask.
Okay. I take the feedback. I take feedback with open arms.
I think I'm just being so hard on this because I think it's a very problematic phrase. And especially at a place like Tufts, I think it just doesn't go over well.
It doesn't. And I think in my defense, I hope that you guys, and I hope that I do too, give everyone the time and grace and understanding to make mistakes. And I
think this is what this place is for.
Exactly.
This is our space. We're holding space for it.
Okay. I just want to say, to get your like optimal guy, do you have like a, so like a guy that you want to like talk about? It could be on campus. It could be a celebrity that is like your peak man.
I guess I'll say peak man. Okay. Like, are we talking about like personality and physique?
Let's put personality behind, because you already gave that spiel.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll talk about it. I'll talk about it. Don't worry.
Okay.
So one thing that I'll do is that when I go on a date with someone, sometimes...
Where's this going?
Okay, Jacob.
I asked like a...
Jacob, when you think of hot man in your head, what are
depicting? I think like tall, I think broad, I think...
Is there a man that you can name?
I can't name a celebrity. Drop.
Who is your celebrity crush? Viewer question. Or listener question.
Oh, that's a good question. I feel like I like see on my Instagram Explore page so many.
Okay. A celebrity? Not like Instagram, like, or influencer. Like,
think of like an actor.
An
like
actor,
a singer.
Singer.
Doesn't have to be gay. Like, at this point, yeah, just give us a name.
Oh, maybe like Tyler, the Creator? Celebrity crush?
Oh.
The fit? Like...
Okay, but once again, this does not identify in your height. No, not the personality part. Your mask for mask box that you put yourself into, I would once again say, I just don't think you're using the phrase correctly,
Jacob. I feel
like
you're confused.
I think that this has been... I'm glad that we're clearing this up, because I don't think anything about what you're describing is mask for mask.
We also want to type in as he goes...
Caring,
understanding.
Loving, understanding. Really pushes me to be my better self.
Which maybe is like,
honestly,
I don't know that I'm like
trait.
Would die on this
is that,
hill, but like a Ryan Reynolds.
That's such a straight person answer.
Yeah, that was such a straight person
answer. Like, I just don't know that
Is there somebody at Tufts that's your peak man?
Oh, yeah. Like,
name.
Like, this is so inappropriate, and I pray that this person is not listening, but perhaps my algorithms professor.
Professor?
What? Wait, what?
This is not what I was...
I thought you were going to name somebody in our year.
Turn. Your professor?
Wow. What's his name? Let's look him up right now.
Let's look him up right now.
Vladimir Podolsky.
Oh, actually, I've heard good things about Vlad.
Wait, I feel like I know who you're talking about. Vlad Amir...
want to know who also?
Yeah.
Nick Seaver.
Is that also a professor?
Mm-hmm. They're both professors.
What about someone in our year?
Yeah, someone
or
in someone a student?
A student. Yeah, let's narrow it down to a student.
It needs to be an R year.
No,
though.
No, anybody.
We said student.
I'm trying to think like who I've really seen that's like.
Oh my gosh.
I'm sorry.
Would Eamon fit into your ideal type?
Yeah.
Okay. That's all we needed.
Oh, that's what you were looking for?
Well, no, that's actually not, but we just wanted a name.
Just, we wanted a name.
Okay.
Can you think of anybody else? You have like two.
And seconds. Tyler, the creator, of course.
That's like shocked me.
Oh, shocking. Maybe like I love you so much as a person, and this is not me like trying to be weird, but maybe like a Matthew Sage.
I knew you were going to say that.
Who's Matthew Sage?
Slapped on.
Hold on, wait.
Pull up his Instagram.
While I pull him up. Carrero, do you want to talk about the time that Jacob Spivak hit on you?
Yeah. Multiple times, actually.
Did I actually?
Yes, you don't remember this?
No.
Okay, silence. So, let's go back to... You never had a girlfriend in high school. You never pretended. No girl could sway you. Do you feel like that's... Do you feel like... Are there any girls out there that could turn you?
Yes.
Really?
I think that... Oh, God, this is going to be controversial. But I think one day I would, like... to lose my gold star.
Wow. Okay, so now I feel even more afraid.
I'm...
Because this was at the climbing formal this year.
This year?
I get pulled into the men's bathroom by you and also by Alec. And we were talking. And somehow you decided to bring up in the conversation. You said, Carrera, I am physically attracted to you. And I was like, what? And you're like, yeah, like, I'm physically attracted to you. And then I was like, okay, I need to go. I don't want to be in this bathroom anymore. And you pulled me back. You're like, no, let's keep talking. And I, like, ran out of the bathroom because there was actively a man pooping in the stall. And I ran out. And I was, like, frazzled. And I, like, told people. I was like, Jacob Spivak just told me that he was physically attracted to me. And then that's where that was left. And then a couple weeks later, 2 weeks later, maybe, a week later, I think, we were in the TDC holding room and we were having a conversation. And then again, you're like, Carrera, I am very physically attracted to you.
Wow.
And again, I was like, I need to go. Let's address this.
I can't believe I said
you
that.
You don't remember but this?
Is it true?
It definitely is true. I like wow. Probably was really drunk. And so, well, I wasn't that drunk.
Okay, truthfully. But right now, would you say it again?
I wouldn't.
But does it hold to your heart?
No, because I was really just trying to hype you up, Queen.
I know, but...
Oh.
But I know that, like...
Why do you have to hype someone up by sexualizing them?
I don't know.
Let's talk about that real quick.
It was the wrong choice. But probably now I know that it was the wrong choice because I didn't know that it made you uncomfortable.
Well, it was, like, obviously I didn't take it that seriously, but it was just kind of...
Well, now we know that he wants to lose his gold star.
I know, so.
I
that's
do.
What I'm
Any right ladies right. out there, Jacob is looking
to you.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Can
wow.
I give you an apology hug?
Well, let's save that for after the show, please. Here,
okay.
When someone else is present.
Well, just in case. But we also have other sightings of you. You wanting to like be a lesbian or like into women. I have here quoted. You commented on Heidi's oh, Heidi wow. Rono's 2 year anniversary post with Eleanor, saying, and I quote, I wish I could transition to have a quarter of what you guys have. How do you feel about that comment?
Like, I think I say that because I think in my head that, like, gay women have such a stability to their relationships that oftentimes, I know you know this, like, gay men do not have. So.
I don't like that story.
He called them out.
We put onto our community.
So, I just think, like, I like look at their relationship and I see how steadfast, and she was on the show last week, so, or 2 weeks ago.
A couple weeks ago.
So yeah. I know
it's
how,
been a little bit.
And so I know the whole world, all of you WMFO listeners heard how beautiful their relationship is.
Wow.
It is. And it's beautiful. I'm in awe of it every day and I'm not even like joking. I'm being so serious. And so I do stand by my statement. Like if I could have a quarter of that,
you
would
transition genders. Do you wow. think that's appropriate to say?
I was going to say, I feel like you're like fetishizing a lesbian relationship.
Well, and...
Well, I don't think yeah. that it has like an... I don't know if I can say that word on the radio, but I don't think that it has like that component that would make it like a fetish, right? Because the definition of a fetish mm-hmm. is that it's like it's
poor
it's
word like, choice. Sorry.
It's gratification.
It just seems like you
you're
just
putting
want
on a pedestal
a healthy relationship. I don't know why it has to be a lesbian one. Like, why highlight it like that?
Because I think I feel like.
Have you never seen two gay men in love?
I don't know that I've ever seen like
a
true.
Amen and his boyfriend.
I never met. I've never met the boyfriend.
Okay.
I also don't know if they're still together, and I don't ask. I don't think it's any of my business.
Mm-hmm. Fair. Yeah.
It's really now it's our business, though. But we'll get him on the show next week.
But we also, I have another quote that you have said.
Another one.
You've asked Madison Klaus, who is Eleanor's roommate, multiple times how she isn't incredibly jealous and attracted to her roommate, Eleanor, for her relationship with Heidi. So obviously we see this as a theme, you wanting Eleanor and Heidi's relationship.
I do want Eleanor and Heidi's relationship.
But wouldn't you just want your own non-lesbian relationship?
I would, but I think, truthfully, for the longest time, and maybe a sliver of myself, even today, doesn't truly believe that it's possible.
Gay men can't love.
I would say that's not true, but...
I would say,
from personal experience, but...
Rationally, it's not true.
Oh.
Or rationally, it is true. Rationally, like, if I'm, like, thinking about this critically, mm-hmm. obviously I know that there are plenty of healthy and happy relationships with gay men.
Mm-hmm,
I feel
mm-hmm.
like, I don't know, I have two gay women cousins. They've been sort of married, happily married, and have a child for a while. I guess I just don't have a lot of coupled gay men in my life.
Beautiful lesbian love.
I don't know many coupled gay men at the school, truthfully. Wow. I can't think of a single...
I know some.
I know a few.
Really?
Well, yeah. we don't need to bring
they're
them into
though.
This. They're happy and they're in love. Yeah. Let's continue, though. An outgoing user asked, what is Jacob's type in women? I think you might be getting hit on right now, Jacob.
Yeah, what's your... Yeah, who do you want to lose your gold star to?
What would you look for in that kind of a woman? And don't describe personality, please.
Don't describe me.
Or Carrera.
Well, I think you guys are setting me up for failure a little
no.
bit.
No.
We're trying to set you up with
set
a
you
wife.
Up. Yeah.
You're right. I think, oh God, maybe not perhaps the largest chest, but
okay,
like
okay.
maybe
first
something
thing,
like a B cup, C cup, D cup. Let's give a letter.
Maybe like
we don't need to give a letter. Actually, let's not do that,
Joey.
Let's not do that.
I don't know the letters.
I don't. Let's not do that.
Let's
okay.
Not do that. Next.
I've never been into Victoria's Secret, but maybe like
that's so fierce.
Maybe like a medium, like not a small, like a Goldilocks situation.
Continue.
And maybe like. A little shorter than me.
And how tall are you?
Like 5'5" and a half.
And while we bring that up, actually, how short is too short for a guy?
Yeah, something we ask all of our listeners.
So I feel like this is a good time to ask.
Yeah.
I just like don't know if I discriminate like that.
Would you get with a guy shorter than you?
Yes.
Have you? He has to go through a long
life. Well, he did say tall in his ideal man.
Sure. Like... Yes.
But if you could find a short
man, if you could find one.
Is that ideal?
And I loved him with all my heart?
Well
no. We're talking about physicality right now, Jacob.
Yeah. Get out of the emotional talk.
There's no emotions in this space.
I think
besides
like,
the lesbian love.
I think like my classic type is I would go for someone a little taller, but I don't discriminate.
Wow.
If someone can riz me up, like
what about a 5 foot man?
But if they had no riz, then of course not.
Wow.
But if it's a 6 foot man and they have no riz, then of course not.
Yeah.
But if that 5 foot man has the rizziest riz that you've ever...
Would you say you have riz?
I would say that I have riz. I would say that I've exercised some riz this very week.
Wow.
I asked two guys this week and they both said yes.
And did they know about each other?
They did not.
Do you feel bad about that?
I don't.
Fierce.
Good.
Dating doesn't, like, going on one, there's no, like,
true.
Promise that someone needs to be exclusive.
That's true.
Well, actually, the later one knew about the former one.
Oh, so they did know.
But the former one didn't know about the later one. But they were dates that were, like, fundamentally different.
Mm. Mm. Which one was better?
They served two different purposes, if that makes sense. One, I was, like, sort of helping a guy come to terms with himself, and the other one was, like, a regular date.
Oh, okay.
A very emotional experience.
That's fierce.
Okay, going off of the how short is too short, how old is too old? Do you have a track record?
Sorry, I didn't know the context of this one. Jacob, what's this question about?
I do maybe have a little bit of a track record.
How old is too old? How old is the oldest, first of all?
Like, ever?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Like, maybe 42?
What? 42? What?
Joey.
Jacob.
Don't act me like you haven't you haven't done the same.
No, I have not, Jacob.
I don't believe you.
People bullied my ex-boyfriend for being... Well, he's 22?
You're talking about... Wait, the grad student?
Yeah. Yes, he was 22. Also, that's not 42. Let's clock that real quick. And that's the oldest I've ever been with.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Can't relate.
I'm sorry about that. I feel like that's not... Are you happy with that? Or...
No.
Okay.
I feel like it was kind of because... Like, I don't know. When did you come out, Joey? Can I turn the table?
No. Do we have time to get in?
Okay. Just give me 5 seconds.
I'm not in the hot seat, but I don't know. Like, high school?
So, I didn't do that. I didn't have all of this tacit knowledge that you had. I didn't have the perspective that you had.
What perspective do you think I had? Jacob, do you think I was hoeing around in high school?
No, but I think you had the perspective that, like, I don't know. I had never...
You needed to put yourself out there.
I needed to put myself out there. Uh-huh. I needed...
To, like, solidify.
I guess I needed to know that I was something that... Someone that people desired.
Mm, sad.
Okay, that's okay.
A little bit, but it's okay, I'm human just like everyone else.
I feel like that's very human. No, that is very... I agree.
How was the experience?
With the 42-year-old man? Sorry, let's... with the man?
It was like a 4 out of 10.
Okay, not great.
Maybe a 3.
Back to the question. How old is too old now?
What do you have your like Hinge or Tinder set to?
Do you want me to look right now?
Just in
you
your,
don't know.
Do you not know?
Because in your mind, how old? Okay, if there was a guy and like you were at a bar or something, he came up to you and he was older.
30.
That's okay. Oldest. That's good. Okay, that's not a bad, number.
But yeah, I think maybe we need to start looking for people around the college age, and maybe some gay love will find you.
I agree. I think that yeah.
What?
Been looking for the guys in the college age.
I can make mistakes.
Jacob, what do you think of the Tufts gay male web?
I think I wish I had a little more agency. Like, I wish it wasn't like, well, I know one and they know all the others and it's small. It feels like I'm bumping elbows with everyone.
Mm. How do you feel about being in that web, being a part of it?
It's just the way it is. Mm. I'm happy that I'm in any kind of queer community as opposed to no.
Can we not make the web a queer community?
That's what it is. Community. It's a queer community.
No, I don't want to praise the web like that. Well, I'm not a part of that.
I'm happy to be... I'm happy. I'm happy that I get to express my sexuality in a healthy way.
Beautiful, beautiful game. Wow. Game I love. So, at Tufts, within those experiences... You don't have to say the name, but... I'm sure you will. First and last. What was the best and what was the worst?
Not in terms of personality.
No, we are not...
Jacob,
well,
no more personality.
Nobody
We're done
cares.
With the personality.
Okay.
I mean, if it had a large factor to do with it.
It seems
could.
Like none of it was... It never made it that far. Sorry, that's a read.
The best was I met this guy on... Can I, use the names of the dating apps?
Yeah, I think that's fine.
Yeah.
On Grindr. And it was just a torso, but it was a torso.
A Tufts torso?
A Tufts torso, yes. In accordance with the torso I had previously described, right? Mm-hmm. And I messaged him and I sent him a picture of my face and he said, oh, I'm in your computer science class. He said,
what year was this?
This was sophomore fall.
Okay.
Oh, not
CS15. He said, I'm in your CS15 computer science class, and I always see you sit at the front of the class, and I see you answer all the questions in
I'm
the
gagging.
Class.
I'm gagging.
Okay.
And I said, oh. And we chat some more, and we meet one night, and he takes me out, and we get to know each other.
We smoke love.
We smoke love.
Cigarette.
On Prez Lawn. And, And he says, do you want to come back to my place? And I say, sure. And he says, well, but you can't tell anyone about this.
Oh,
is this the... He's on a sports team?
Was.
Whoa, not on a sports team.
Not anymore. No more.
Could you put the name in the...
No.
No.
No, in the doc. Not on the...
Of the team?
No.
I don't know his name.
Oh.
You never told me.
Do you want me to put the name? But you can't say
it. We're not saying it.
Okay, type it in my phone.
And I go back, and he puts on a movie, and and I stayed the night.
Ooh, okay.
And actually, in the middle of the night, like, we were sleeping, and I got a bloody nose, and I woke up, and
so unfortunate.
He was soaked with blood.
Oh. So is this the worst or the best one?
And he was so cool about it, and he showered off, and I saw him a few more times. And one day we said we were going to keep it casual. So I said, I'm going on a date. Like, I want to let you know that. Is that okay? And he said, well, my editorial is that I think he was catching feelings for me. I think he liked me.
And I feel like you always think that, Joey.
But he did. Jacob. I usually try to give people the benefit of the doubt and say they're just friendly. But he liked me. And he said, like, I'm kind of a child of God and I need to.
Bible verse in the bio. Sorry.
Yeah, he does have a Bible verse in the bio.
And crazy, I need to kind of stay on that path, and this is sinning, and I can't be doing that, so we're going to need to cut it off. We're going to need to stay friends.
Wow.
Jacob, you have to go. See, this is why. Hang out with the femmes.
I should.
Because they're not afraid, and they'll treat you right.
Oh, well, I found his LinkedIn. We went on Mr. Date, he's cute. Joey. Sort of.
I'm gagging. I'm really gagging.
Wait, do you know who this person is?
I do know who that person is.
Have you?
No.
American flag in his header.
Do you know someone who has?
No. He's my roommate's friend that comes over frequently.
Your roommate, your male roommate?
I'm subletting, so.
But is your roommate male?
He's male, but not like that. Like, okay. The boyfriend. Wow, I'm really gagging.
Okay,
right
now. No more. We
have to continue. Okay.
Worst.
I didn't know that. Wow.
Does, like, a lot of people know that.
Does grad student count, or?
Yeah, sure.
I guess.
Like, I once saw this grad student, and he just wanted to do something that I didn't want to do, and he didn't want to talk to me, or he...
Oh, are you okay?
We don't have to get into this.
He didn't want to talk to me, and he didn't want to do anything that would lead up to that thing. He didn't...
Okay, I'm being told to stop this conversation, so we're going to continue on. We heard about an incident around Valentine's Day involving letters being written.
Well, freshman fall or freshman spring, I was seeing someone, and he was like the second guy that I had ever really seen, and I was out to my friends at Tufts, but I wasn't out to my parents, and I truthfully think that this person love bombed me when I, like, look back on it.
Well,
but
I'm sorry about that.
It's okay. Really, it forged me into the strong person I am today. And I was so, like, we had been spending weeks together. I had, like, spent like 4 or 5 nights at his place, and it was Valentine's Day, and I made a handwritten card. And I, like, drew on it with markers, and I brought it over to his hillside suite, and I should have known that really freaked him out, and I told him I wasn't out to my parents, and about a week later, he took me on a walk, and he said, like, this can't continue, you're not out to your parents, like, I don't want to do this.
I'm gagged.
And to this day, I just actually saw him at a party last night. He's so cowardly that he never says hi.
The lion.
Which I just wish he would say hello and keep it cordial, but doesn't have the guts to say hello.
Do you think he still has the card?
No, I think he probably threw it out.
I feel like that's valid.
What did you write in the card? Like, I love you?
I truthfully don't remember. I definitely did not use the word love.
I like you.
I like you a lot.
I think I just said I'm happy we've spent this time together.
Wow. How long was this time?
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay. That's okay, though. That's okay.
I made mistakes, and I agree.
I would just say it seems like you're seeking something that one day will come to you.
Yeah. There's a lot of love in your heart, I see.
The love wants to get out.
And everyone says that. Everyone says that. And sometimes, I know, like, last year, I really think that, truthfully, What I went through was not Eamon's problem, and it was not caused by Eamon, it was caused by me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, obviously.
And it was really just because I had no faith that I would ever meet someone that I really liked enough to date.
Oh.
It's okay. You don't need to be sad. I'm being strong.
Wow.
And
I'm going to cut you off.
You got it.
Okay, just quickly. I have another audience comment. Speaking of being sad.
Continue.
When Madison, our dear friend, told you that she might be a little depressed, you said to her, Jacob, and I quote, "If you kill yourself, can you put me in the letter?"
Speaking of letters.
Speaking of letters.
Love a letter.
Did I actually say
yes.
that?
This was a quote.
How do you feel about that? Do you hold that true? Like, do you hope that she puts you in her note?
Kind the silence of. Is definitely
kind now. Of. Do you want to be named like as a reason? Like,
no, I know I wouldn't be a reason.
Would you want to tape?
Well. Kind of, yeah, a little bit.
Living for the drama.
I know she would be like, they would be like, I really appreciated you, Jacob, because wow. I know they appreciate me.
Well,
I'm very secure in my relationship with them.
I'm proud of you.
That's good. Now you have to read a PSA.
We were having too much fun. We forgot about it.
Yeah. I got a text from a listener saying you have to read the PSA. You can read anyone you want, but also if you just choose one,
thank
it'll
you
be
to that
faster.
Listener.
Do I read the whole page?
Yeah.
It's that special time of year, and WMFO would like to wish all of our listeners the very best for their winter holidays. However, you may celebrate them. There's nothing wrong with the responsible enjoyment of inebriants, but if you're under the influence, if you're buzzed, if you're hammered, if you're hosed, if you're toasted, wow. or even just a wee bit tipsy, please don't even think about driving a motorized vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Please walk, take public transportation, call a cab, or get to the party in a group with a designated sober driver. Better yet, do your friends a favor and be the designated sober driver.
Wow.
This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, the radio station that wants all of its freeform love and listeners back in the new year.
True. We
thank
do.
You.
Okay, well.
Before we hop into some quick questions at the end, let's conclude this search for love for you. Well, obviously we're not concluding it, but let's put it out into the universe. What are we looking for, Jacob?
I told you, I'm looking for someone that's kind and smart and can call me when I'm wrong mm-hmm. and will always do the right thing.
Wow, it's almost like a script.
Like, these are the things that I like. Just don't know what else to say.
No, that's valid, like, that's valid. Do you think the Tufts community is capable of giving that to you?
I think sometimes when I'm down, I feel like they aren't. But if I'm being so real, yes, they are.
Wow.
Do you think that, well, tonight, do you have a mystery date to the, are you going to the
show? I am.
The
show? I do have a mystery date.
Do you think that the mystery date could be this?
Could
this
be.
Great love.
Wow.
Love. I was just telling my good friend Jackson, who is a little upset. Oh. I hope you're listening, Jackson.
I'm sorry, Jackson.
I said, like, you never know when love will come. Love could come around the corner. It could come a year from now. It could come a month from now. It could come a minute from now. And if you don't live your life expecting, like just knowing that that's a possibility, you're not really living.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, if you can't love yourself, how the hell are you going to love somebody else?
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That was good.
Okay, I think possibly our final question, we want to again do something that we do with every single one of our guests.
Guest,
classic
guest.
Question. We need you to rank the LGBT acronym.
I've been thinking about this.
You have. You've been preparing. I'm good. Because some people...
People come unprepared, and I'm disappointed in them every time.
I've been prepping. Good. So, number one, top of the totem pole, L. I don't even think I need to say that's true.
Yeah.
Jacob, everyone could have guessed. The fans are loving your beautiful love for love, specifically for lesbians.
I'm really glad.
Actually saying that you're jealous of them, but
yeah, I mean yeah.
And yes. They also said that love does not win, but
love wins.
Love wins.
Okay,
in the
next.
For lesbians.
And I would say T.
Okay.
Because they're really legislated against, and mm-hmm. they're really strong. They're stronger than I could ever be.
Wow.
Love and that. Then I would say G.
Okay.
And then I would say B.
Wow, invisibility.
Yeah. Flame them.
A little bit. I would say B.
Do you think biphobia is real?
I do. I think sometimes I have it, and sometimes I have to check myself and say...
Are you checking yourself right now?
What's your most biphobic take?
Can I tell you guys a short story?
Go for it. We have 5 minutes.
Okay. But then you guys are going to ask me the quick questions. I was at...
That was the quick question, to be fair.
I was at the burlesque party, the burlesque after party, yeah. And I was talking to someone who I had seen on Tinder, but I knew usually fancies women.
Okay.
And so, bi, right? But hadn't swiped right on me. So, wow. Like, wasn't interested in me.
Damn.
But I guess I was naive, and I thought, well, maybe I had a shot with this person. Mm-hmm. Because I know that he's into men a little bit.
Mm-hmm. A little bit.
And I talked to him a little bit, and later in the party I saw him hitting it up with someone else that was a woman, and I almost felt a little bit like, I almost felt like this is because this person says that they are bisexual but really aren't. But then, immediately after, I checked myself and I said, well, you're just kind of using this as a coping mechanism.
For the failed riz.
Because you low-key got rejected.
Yeah.
The failed riz.
And biphobia just is a form of hatred, guys.
At the jealousy end of the at the
end. I can admit that.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. So,
I'm proud of you.
So, as we've learned today, Jacob loves lesbians and is checking himself on bisexuals and sees no love in the gay community.
And holds trans people up to a high degree.
For what they've been through.
I knew. But I hope what the listeners take away is that, like all the other listeners on this show, I am I'm fallibly human.
I think that's actually our message. Human. It's our in the hot seat message is that we're all human and we all make mistakes, but we can all grow. You know,
how we got the show was we said we were going to bring the Tufts community together.
I think that we have.
Today, I think that we brought it one step closer to peace and love.
We did.
Wow.
Well, you guys learned about my mistakes, but just before you judge me, think about yourself and think, mm-hmm. Are you perfect? And if you're not,
nobody's perfect.
Stop.
Can't judge him. Wow. Okay, final question. If you had to eat somebody, who would you eat?
And not in a you-know-what way. Just in a, we gotta get off this island.
I would eat Megan Monroe.
What?
Who is that? Is that a teacher?
Why would you go for Megan?
Do you always go for a professor? Like, what's going on here?
I just, like, think she's so...
Also, we would need Megan to get us off the boat. Like, she would be sailing
the boat. Why is that the first name that came?
You're right.
Megan would save us and get us off that island.
But I just think she looks like she'd
be very
juicy.
Wow, that's crazy.
Is she a lesbian?
We don't need to talk about other people's sexuality on our platform.
Okay. Well, we kind of have already today.
Someone
juicy. What?
Wow.
Oh.
How do you think this went for you, Jacob, in our last 2 minutes? Are you happy with your in the hot seat?
I mean, I am. I feel like I've heard that the worst episodes are when the guests try to save face.
True. Mm.
And I
the
made
safe
sure
was not face.
I always in my life try to be open and honest and vulnerable, and this is no exception for this show. Wow. And so I think it's up to you guys. I really think that I accomplished that. And I think I put everything
we put love out in the world.
I think
today.
I put everything on the table. And
we learned what was the word that you...
Limerence. And we beat the mask for mask allegations because I think we just learned that Jacob has no idea what he's talking about.
There's no understanding in the term. But that's good. Put this behind us, Jacob. No more mask for mask.
I am.
No
just
more.
Just say,
no more.
I'm looking for someone who's
a
really
kind.
I'm sorry. We figure ourselves out every day. And every single day I learn something new about myself.
Wow.
Good.
Well, thank you so much for listening, everyone.
Thank you for a great semester.
This has been In the Hot Seat. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Bye.
Oh, and yeah, it's the end of the semester.
Yeah.
Okay, bye, guys.
So we'll catch you senior year, guys.
Catch you senior year.
In the hot seat now.
Play it.
Get ready for the heat with Joey. I'm the hot seat now. Get ready for the heat with Joey and Coretta. It's time to take a leap. Secrets will unfold, laughter and some tears. We'll face all.